Why is it that the intelligent person has questions, and the ignorant has answers? Why is it that the intelligent person has questions, and the ignorant has answers? The other day, in my Sunday call, I talked about my next house neighbors who are both PhD students at prestigious Syracuse University. Mike, the guy I talk to every Sunday, asks the question, but are they street smart? It's not a bad question apart from the fact that it has an agenda as loaded as a rocket launcher. My friend Mike is not educated. And obviously he thinks he is street smart, or he wouldn't have asked the question. When I talk about intelligent people asking lots of questions, that question wasn't one of those. Or not really. One sign of intelligence is to see many different ways reality cannot be defined with simplistic answer, like current science, current established culture does. The current narrative that is protected, defended militantly, and is horribly incorrect, inaccurate, incomplete, and harmful. Harmful for people living today. Even more harmful for people who will be born into the chaos this ignorant narrative and greed creates on Earth. But that is not what I wanted to talk about, or not really. I want to talk about the complexity that life, reality is, that when you treat it like a grade school math problem, it blows up in your face. Whether it is about child rearing, or recovering from shame, abuse, inadequacy. It is a whole lot more complicated than the answers you get when you browse the internet and read hundreds or articles by so-called experts who don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Should you move to Colorado or Massachusetts? Should you focus on making money so you can move to wherever, or should you attend my classes that teach you to look wider than your customary 3-degree cone of vision, which translates to nose to the grindstone approach? Ignorant. But you asked questions. But how many? One? Lol. We all want certainty, we all crave certainty, but any and all certainty in some circumstance means a death sentence. So what can we do? Ask questions. Lots of them. And leave them unanswered for the most part. What? Yeah. It is far more intelligent living in questions than living in wrong answers. For every complex problem there is an answer that is clear, simple, and wrong. H.L. Mencken. We could safely say that one significant indicator of intelligence is the number and the kind of questions one asks. Or almost to the same degree, the ability to be okay with having controversy and uncertainty, to hold two or more conflicting thoughts at the same time, without the urge to settle on one, i.e. to get a definite answer. Is your intelligence defined by birth? Muscle test, while connected to source, i.e. without ego, tree of knowledge, preference influencing the test, says no. Intelligence depends on the number of synapses in the brain. And the number of synapses in the brain depend on the variety and complexity of the task, skills, issues a person attempts to solve continually. The brain willingly grows new synapses when they are needed, if it is poked diligently. I have raised my intelligence by 500 points in the past 20 years. Before that I was too busy to prove that I was a victim. I remember a turning point around that time. As usual around the time rent came due in my office, I didn't have the money. I called my trusty millionaire friend for a loan and he refused. Instead he said, "You can do it," in an otherworldly voice. And although I was unhappy with his refusal to bail me out, when I got off the phone I looked around, thinking, he must see something I don't see. And within an hour or so I saw one way I could quickly make enough money to cover the rent. I think that was the first time I considered that there were things I didn't see. T.R. Beaker has taught a few things that make it worth for me to spend tens of thousands of dollars with him. The most valuable to me was when he said, "When things aren't working, there is something you don't know." I prefer my version, "When things aren't working, there is something you don't see." Why do I prefer my version? Because it doesn't immediately send the listener to their minds, their tree of knowledge memory banks, where there is no answer. The answer is always in front of you, in the invisible or the hard to see. What triggers seeing is a certainty that there is something you don't see. You don't know what it is, but you know it is there. But more importantly, what triggers seeing is looking. Most people never look. They look for certainty, not for something to see. Given that 90% of what is forever hidden from our view, and 90% of what we could see we don't expect to see, don't look for it, so we remain ignorant about their existence and nature. Most humans who don't look, or only look occasionally, remain ignorant about most anything. While are certain about their narrative, about their truth, and about everyone else's stupidity. So what can you do? You can approach what is knowable but you don't know about two ways. 1. You learn to look. All my programs about distinctions arm you with laser vision about the 10% that is knowable, and of which I know I a lot. Muscle test says, I know about 70% of what is knowable in my field. And 2. What is knowable but I don't know because I don't see enough information to know, I can muscle test while I am connected to source. What is this connected to source? I don't know for sure what source is, but it feels to me close enough that source is a zero-point field. The informational layer of everything that is in all and through all. It is an energy, and it knows a lot, and it is eager to learn more. Eager? That is an anthropomorphic statement. And yet, source seems to be curious and urge you on to ask more questions, distinguish more things so it knows more. My personality is agreeable. I resist few things, but knowledge is not one of them. So I am used by source to dig out, distinguish, clarify, test a lot of things. It works for me, even though occasionally I take it too far and almost kill myself. You can connect to source on 3 levels. To muscle test you can connect on the first level only. That will take you out of your ego, out of what you know, out of what you want. To the degree that you stay connected, to the same degree your muscle testing will be accurate. Mine is 95% accurate, because some of the time I'm distracted by my own thoughts. You can connect on the second degree and on that level you can download source energies. Source energies are those energy combinations source itself created. In my case often by duplicating something I found, like the Bach energies, like the big bundle, like the water energizer, or the unconditional love, the effortless abundance, etc. For more fundamental power you need to connect on the third level. There I can download the days of power energy. I can't ask source to adjust your predatory genes. I can't ask source to turn on a DNA capacity. And I can't ask source to reach you across oceans so the energy, for example the big bundle can affect as if I were sitting with my hands on you. Being on the third level is very hard on me. And it is very difficult to stay there. So, if you ask me to use an energy on you, remotely, I charge a pretty penny, and even with that I am not paid enough. But to connect on the first level is actually easy. You just need to activate and stay pushing with your attention the tangerine spot. From the inside out. And then you can muscle test. Anything you can touch. Testing something that is remote, you can only do if you can connect on the third level, I am sorry. The idea of something is not the thing, so the idea of let's say sesame seeds is not the same things as the sesame seed that at your local supermarket. So unless you can touch it, you need to learn to 1. Connect to source on the third level 2. Connect to an item or a person through empathy. I don't know of anyone at this time who can do that outside of myself. I had 70 years of training. It wasn't natural. Simply being an empath isn't enough. Even for connecting accurately to something or someone. But what you can touch, what you can hold in your thought, that you are directly connected to, so you can ask questions about them with muscle testing. I teach connecting on my free site, https://www.yourvibration.com/training. And I teach muscle testing with a home study course. Learn to get answers through muscle testing. Go to www.yourvibration.com/muscle testing to buy. P.S. The great quote for you. Furthermore, this impatient, greedy attitude is responsible more than anything else for the excessive stupidity we find in the world. Just as such people have no patience to chew up real food, so they do not take sufficient time to chew up mental food. As modern times promote hasty eating to a large extent, it is not surprising to learn that a great astronomer said, two things are infinite, as far as we know, the universe and human stupidity. Today we know that this statement is not quite correct. Einstein has proved that the universe is limited.